something like that, where criminals and drunks just hang around one particular part of town. When they're not in jail, this is where they hang out.
Well, most of them hang out on the avenue.
On the avenue?
Yeah, Davis Avenue.
But you don't refer to it as Skid Row.
No, it's the avenue. Well, like saying what I was telling you about a few minutes ago, avenue is where you got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You got the prostitutes, you got the pimps, you got the jailbirds, you got the fighters. You got everything on the avenue.
Is that a place that you wouldn't
want to
go at night alone?
Well, like saying, see, I handle myself pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, like in the head. I think I can go down there. I've been down there quite a few times at night. And I never got in no hassle. But now I'd have been down there in the daytime with a couple of my friends, and they've got jumped on.
In the daytime.
In the daytime. Like I said, it all depends on your attitude. Like I said, they used to, but not now. They don't just jump on you for just because you're not from that part of town.
Okay.
They usually get you for something you done to them.
He's not supposed to come in here. All right. What do you call an X-rated movie theater? Do you have a name for the theater itself?
X-rated movie? No.
Just that?
Yeah, just the name.
Okay.
We only got one. That's Midtown Cinema.
So if you just say Midtown Cinema, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Midtown.
Just Midtown.
Right.
Okay. What about the films they show there? What do you call those?
X-rated movie.
Okay.
Skin flicks.
Yeah, skin flicks. How about porno movies? Ever heard of porno?
Yeah, but... Like saying they don't call them that.
Okay.
They say going out here to see a skin flick.
Okay. All right, what do you call the guy who delivers your mail?
Mailman. Postman.
You've heard both of them?
Yeah.
All right, what do you call the guy who picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
All right, what do you say a person has if he's able to get special attention from City Hall, you know?
Influence?
Yeah. All right, and supposing there's a guy who, I don't know if this happens here, it usually only happens in big city governments, I think, but corrupt governments, but it might happen here, where a guy is a city employee, but he doesn't work, but he draws a salary anyway. Maybe this guy who has influence got him sort of a job. You ever heard of that situation?
Yeah, well, we had a case like that. Well, I don't know how it developed, but I heard about it, I think it was Thursday night. Something about Coy Smith. He was hiring dudes.
Wait, now who is he? I don't know.
He's the county commissioner, I think.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, he was hiring dudes that wasn't supposed to be hired.
Why? Because they weren't needed or something?
Well, like I say, Thursday night, my first time listening to it.
Oh, okay.
Well, he got convicted. He's supposed to be appealing the case now. But it's sort of like the same. It's the same thing.
It is.
Yeah, but he was working.
Just
but
hiring his friends?
Yeah, that's what it turned out to be.
All right, what do you call a large grocery store other than its brand name? Is there a word for that?
Large department store.
Yeah, or would you say supermarket?
Yeah, supermarket. But then, like saying, most people don't say going to the supermarket. Like saying they're going to get broke.
Okay, that's a word though. All right, how about a small neighborhood grocery store?
Corner store.
Okay. How about those that are part of a chain? And they're open from like 7 to 11, or open all night?
Well, the name is 7-Eleven now. We call them Pack-A-Sack.
Okay, would you say Pack-A-Sack for any of them?
Yeah.
Without being specific, like it could really be a 7-Eleven, but you just refer to it as Pack-A-Sack?
Yeah, we call them Pack-A-Sack anyhow.
Okay.
Or Little General.
Or what?
Or Little General.
Yeah.
Like you got some that's Little General, some that's Pack-A-Sack. You know, they just refer to them as Little General, Pack-A-Sack. Those are the main names. They got two more that have other names, but we usually include them in that category, too.
That's what we do. We call them all 7-Elevens, no matter what they are. Okay, how about a store? I think these stores are mostly in Jewish neighborhoods, and they sell cooked meats like sausages and salami and cheese and pickles and hard-boiled eggs, already cooked food that you just go pick up.